Hey everybody, welcome back to another installment of Memes of the Week. I'm basically making these videos for free and would appreciate any support that I can get at this point. At the very least, give the video a like or subscribe to the channel. Or watch it on the Sandman 2 YouTube channel. Link is in the description. Thank you. Now on with the show. This week's first one tells us the unspoken truth about feminism. Once the patriarchy is dismantled, then women can have a gynocentric matriarchy. But that's just a dream because every society that's ever been female-led only lasted a generation or two, after the men got fed up and abandoned it. Sparta is a good example of that. Number 2 shows us what feminism really is. A government scam so the government can raise your children, and the state could double its taxation base because both parents in the family would be working. Watch that Aaron Rousseau video where he's interviewed by Alex Jones if you want to know more. Next up, we have a woman that looks like she should be nominated for a Darwin Award. She's been feeding raw meat to wild coyotes in the middle of San Francisco. Authorities want to find her and fine her. But instead of searching for her, they should really be searching for a fat coyote instead. What about being a real liberal woman and feeding those ribeyes to homeless men instead of the wildlife? Looks like this woman finally found something illegal to do in San Francisco. Number 4 looks like Korea breaks another world record for lowest fertility rate down to 0.78. At this rate, in another 4 or 5 generations, their population will go from 55 million all the way down to 2.6 million. That's assuming that only 36% of Koreans replace themselves from this point forward. You'd think that's bad, just wait until we invent sex bots. Number 5, the reason for falling birth rates is the next one. Women's right to contraception with the birth control pill and women putting their careers instead of having kids. Looks like not even the Bible could have predicted this outcome. Notice the fifth horseman is also using her smartphone to connect to the necro chat on Tinder. Up next, we have an article called How to Hide a Promiscuous Past from Your New Man. I made a video covering all the arguments the author makes from lying to a man about her notch counts. All women lie about this, even if they lie by omission. They're usually just giving you the propaganda number and nothing more. The better question to ask is, why are all the photos of the men behind the woman black dudes? Number 7, we have a clothing store that put up a sign that these particular fitting rooms are for women only, but they have separate any gender fitting rooms for everybody else. If I ever went to that store, I'd walk up to the staff and ask them what a woman is, because these days no one seems to know what she looks like for sure. Moving on, it looks like a slow news day at The Guardian, as they cover the horrible situation that Gwyneth Paltrow had to face during quarantine, where she broke down and was forced to eat bread. The Guardian asked their readers, what was your lowest point? And someone named Ace said he lost his job and his mother died. But of course they won't write a story about that, now would they? Number 9, in medieval Spain, bankrupt bankers were given a year to pay off the creditors. And if they didn't, then it was off with their heads. Hence, Spain never became a big financial center like Florence or Venice. When you punish corrupt bankers, they don't become good bankers. Instead, they leave to a place where they can continue being bad. Today, with bankrupt banks in the United States, we won't even put a single banker into a prison cell. Up next, we have a man that's a real shit disturber. After breaking up with his girlfriend, he stole her toilet. Looks like she's gonna have to go India styles and poop in the tiny floor. Looks like she's gonna have to go India styles and poop in the tiny hole in the floor. Too bad there's no water to flush it down. Even if she goes Mumbai styles, it looks like he stole all the toilet paper too. Oy vey. Odds are he was the one that paid for the toilet, and he was just taking it back now that they're no longer together. Andy Worski even says that a king doesn't leave his throne. Number 11, we have a comic strip illustrating the real reason women are at the gym. Attention. They don't care about demonizing some innocent man that did nothing wrong for online clicks. Eventually, the men will stop going to the gyms, and the gyms will go broke. The women won't go there if there's no man to attack and demonize. Moving on is a pair of women that have woken up to the fact that there are two genders now, and that having 101 genders is starting to hurt them, and that they went too far. Funny enough, they were too busy going too far to notice that they went too far. That now trans women are going to give many incels a partner instead, as well as attention and his pension, and they will be cut out of the loop. Number 13 looks like Lana Del Rey hit the wall pretty hard during COVID, and put on a few dozen pounds. What do you suppose happened to her? I guess the same thing that happened to this woman as well. Number 14, we have a woman with big chest balloons looking like she's ready to de-radicalize Kanye West. I don't know where I found this meme, but some Karen in the comments section below it claims that I copied Augusto's meme and cropped his name out of it. I think she's just a thought looking for attention and drama, no doubt. but I stole it fair and square from somebody else. Up next, we have Grindr, the gay dating app threatening gay Republican politicians that secretly use the app to hook up with other dudes. I thought that the left was all about supporting gay people and their rights. I guess now you see they don't care, and it's all about power. They're trying to blackmail Florida politicians that like big black men. Number 16 is this week's oldie but goodie. These things are cute and seem harmless, but they're loud and expensive to keep. The other is a kangaroo. And I don't know much about kangaroos except they'll kick you if you don't give them food at the zoo. Moving on, we have an example of how fat shaming works on men. A chef lost all that weight after a friend called him a fat fuck every day for 6 weeks. In the comments section, one guy said he experienced something similar except his friend kept telling him over and over again that he was going to die, and that motivated him to lose all the weight. Number 18, we have an OnlyFriends star that was caught with a sex toy with her boyfriend's ashes in it. Looks like she liked it up number 2 because she got him stuffed into a custom butt plug. She was caught with the toy at the airport and probably was asked who she stuffed into it. Well, at least he's not cheating on him with his dog. Number 19 is one about how body positivity is for women, and not lazy white guys with dad bots. I guess the person making this is both sexist and racist. Apparently men can't have body positivity because they're appropriating it from fat women. Standards for thee, but not for me. Up next, you're gay if you're attracted to a woman with a six-pack and muscular thighs. Apparently you're gay if you're into Amazon women. What do you guys think? Number 21, we have a woman with a sign saying that men should be the ones to make her a sandwich instead of it being the other way around. But by the looks of her, she looks like she's had way too many sandwiches. My question is, how big are those sandwiches that she's been eating? She looks like she needs to eat a salad sandwich. Moving on is a woman that's willing to give away BJs for her phone bills and told the guy that she was disabled. The guy responds by saying she doesn't look disabled and that she should pay her own damn bills. Number 23, it looks like looking like a fridge is in fashion these days. I always thought the cardboard was supposed to be pulled out of the clothes that you bought before you wore them, especially dress shirts. But seriously, she looks like one of the Looney Tunes after they hit the wall or fell off a cliff and became flat. This next one is the most viewed of the week. It's an article about why women's high sexual body counts don't undermine their worth, that the mileage of their vajayjays shouldn't dictate how others see them. It's not the mileage, honey, it's the HPV. The more guys she gets together with, the more likely you're going to get throat cancer like Michael Douglas after going down on her. It seems that women are trying to change the laws of sexual economics because we all know that value is determined by the buyer and not the seller. In another attempt to change men's preferences, number 25 is an article claiming that men look more masculine when they wear makeup according to a study. It looks more like fake news, but if a study was done, it was probably done in an insane asylum or at the Pride Parade. Number 26 is an OkCupid survey showing us how when it comes to attraction, what men find attractive is evenly distributed, but what women find attractive is skewed to a very small percentage of males. That's why if we don't force women to marry one day and not have careers in the long run, our population will collapse, because they all want one Chad. Number 27, we have a woman asking us to name one statue where people are encouraged to rub a man's genitals on that statue. I don't know what this statue is, but there's another one of Juliet, and people are encouraged to rub her as well. Everyone is encouraged regardless of age and gender. Now that's true equality. Finally, this week's last one shows us that if you have a weak-looking face, it doesn't matter how well-built your body is. You're better off getting plastic surgery on your face first, and only if that doesn't work with the babes should you actually start working out. And if that doesn't work, and you're still an incel, you might look into transmaxing. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. I'm probably going to make a bonus one 3 or 4 days from now, as I have more memes that I can share. So I hope you guys are looking forward to it. Remember, I make these free, so donate if you can at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.